Break out those permission slips and join us for another of Tamara's field trips. Because you need to find a brand new
scene. You and the cat.
Just, you know, just hanging out in the street.
So I'm here on an evening stroll in Sifton with Helen Rowe Toews. How are you doing, Helen?
I'm great.
Great.
Good to be here.
Back home, right?
Back home, yeah. Back in Sifton. The happening place of Manitoba.
And if you hear a kitten, that's because we have a little stray kitten that has decided to follow us on our interview and visit
and trip us
this evening. So, Helen, you have just released your second book on Amazon, Prairie Wool Books. Can you name the titles and just tell me a little bit about them?
Okay, well, the first one is called Is It Just Me? And the one that I've just released is called Great, Just Great. I wrote the first one, it was called Prairie Wool, but...
So tell me, if someone was to purchase or read your books, what would they expect?
Well, they would expect to smile. They would expect to laugh. That's my purpose. It really gives me a lot of joy to... we're going to have a cat run over here. I think we should... Where should we go?
No, this way? I like this. It actually sounds really impromptu, hey? Don't worry, I had a combine running through the whole last interview.
Yeah, so
it didn't matter. What drove you or what inspired you to write these books?
From the age of 11, I wanted to be a writer, but life got in the way, I guess. And our local newspaper where I'm living wanted a columnist and put an ad in the paper. And so I applied and was taken on, and it just sort of evolved from there. But I've always sort of done that. I've written accounts of everyday life and the funny things that happen to us all. So it's just sort of an extension of what I like to do.
Like, I've known you for, I would say... I mean, I don't know you overly well, but I've known you over the last 20 years, say. And one thing that I've always recognized about you is the way in which you speak and the words in which you choose. So you were telling me kind of the story about your first editor.
Mm-hmm.
And what did they say to you when you were writing your first book?
Well, he told me I should try not to use such large words. I should dumb it down, in effect. But... I told him, hey guy, you don't even realize that's how I talk. That's not just I'm looking it up in a dictionary and trying to find a better word or a bigger word to sound intelligent. It's just how I speak. I like words. So.
And you do. I think that's the one thing that really stands out to me as an artist is that the words that you choose is not, it's not always something that is expected. I think that also adds to some of the joy that I've discovered in reading some of your stories. Where do you get the content?
Things happen every day to all of us. We just don't have the opportunity to write them down. But I work in a school, and so there are a lot of opportunities there with funny things kids do. And I drive a school bus, and I just living on a farm. Just everyday things. Things that I think, at least people tell me, things that people can relate to. Stuff we've all done or had happen to us, but I just put it in a new light and make it funny.
Well, I have a memory, a specific memory of you telling me a story, regaling me of a story, and this would have been about 10, 15 years ago, and you were living in a farmhouse and had planted your garden, and I guess there were deer that were getting into your garden. Oh, and I think you had horses at the time.
It was horses. It was a certain husband that I may have building a fence around the garden and in order to allow horses to eat the lawn, which I was peeved about to begin with, but... After a light rain and crawling through it on my hands and knees to weed, and then looking up at a horse and being electrocuted, I had still less love for that idea and still less love for the horses that were chomping around beside me.
Yeah, I remember that because it actually made me laugh. So has that made it into one of your books yet?
That's in there.
I know. See, I haven't read that one yet. And that's really funny that that story would be in there. That's fantastic.
That's in the first book.
I love it.
A story like that is too good to let go. You've got to...
And it was, you had wet hair or something, right? You had just washed your hair?
No, it was raining.
Oh, it was raining.
I didn't even think that I was underneath an electric fence.
And then you...
It's not a good combination.
Right, so your hair is actually what touched the fence, correct?
Right, yeah. But I woke up face down in the peas.
So note to self, don't let your wet hair fall on the electric fence. I'm sure there's going to be lots of farmers out in the parkland laughing right now because I'm sure they've all done it.
I don't know. How many people really go crawling through a... electric fence with wet hair, I'm not sure, but that happened to me.
Well, I've heard lots of stories just from farmers in general about their experiences with electric fence, especially when they're young. And so it's a good
thing. You always gotta test it out, I guess.
So your experience in writing your books, that's a huge success. Congratulations. And now the second book has been released on Amazon. Mm-hmm. So if people want to purchase your books, where do they go?
They can just go to amazon.ca, and if you type in Prairie Wool Books, all three covers come up, but the first one has been discontinued. But yeah, the other books are there. I'm trying to work on doing them in Audible as well. Like, I'm going to read them out myself, but so far they're in, you can get them on Kindle.
So tell me a little bit more about your covers, because my understanding is you have some local talent actually from the Parkland that have come up with your book cover ideas and the graphic design.
Oh, you bet. I have a wonderful stepson by the name of Todd Toes who designed everything and formatted the book for me. Without him, I wouldn't be walking along this gravel road with you today, Tamara. And Anna Toes, his daughter, came up with the idea for the cover. And so it's sort of a family project. I mean, without them, I couldn't have done it. So.
And what I think is interesting is the book covers sort of have... So it's about country living, and the content is humorous. What I think is interesting is that, to me, it suits you so well, because I understand you also drive large trucks. You've got your Class 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a special time of my life. No, I have a... I guess you could say I have an aptitude for driving. I enjoy driving, and so at one point I got my Class 1 and drove... several different sorts of vehicles. I hauled oil for a while. That was terrible. Then I started working for a corral cleaning company, and I much prefer the smell of cow manure over oil, which is, a lot of people can't understand that, but yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And I think too, like, the covers of your book portray you well, because ever since I've known you, it's not uncommon to see you with beautiful bright lipstick, and you've always kind of had like a flair for fashion, and you enjoy dressing up and wearing heels, and you know, and yet, you know, here you drive a semi truck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm often covered in manure. Well, not lately, but it was. So yeah.
If you're not getting electrocuted.
Gotta make your rounds.
What are your plans then for the future? Are you planning on continuing to write?
Oh, yeah. It's in me now. I have to continue. I love it. And really, my whole... I mean, I've written a children's book as well, a fantasy that is in the works. It will be published soon, I hope. But these are accounts that are in various newspapers across the prairies as well, and it means a lot to me to do them. My hope is that people, especially during this time, during all this COVID, the stress and turmoil of our everyday lives, what I want to do is bring a smile to people to lighten their day. That's important to me.
Well, I think probably sitting down to read, especially now more than ever, just to disconnect sometimes from electronics and, you know, screen time and computers. Like, it doesn't seem to matter where you work. We all spend time on computers more or less. I mean, I was just combining corn, and even in the combine is computer screens, and they have their cell phones, and you know, the farmers are on Twitter, and like, cause I just think it's really quite interesting how times have changed. So, you know, to decompress, to find some stress relief and have a laugh out of just It's like homegrown, right?
I couldn't believe that. I listened to that interview. I couldn't believe that Twitter is a big social media, is a big thing.
Yeah, actually, I just learned this. It's called hashtag last pass.
Wow.
When you have your last row of whatever it is that you're whatever crop you're bringing in. Huh. So I learned some kind of Twitter talk.
We should all learn something every day. So that's what I've learned today. That's good.
Well, Helen, I really appreciate you taking the time to have this walkabout with me and share more about your books, your stories. Again, if people are wanting to purchase your books, where can they go?
Well, they should go to Amazon.ca. Oh, and I just have to, because I'm here in Sifton. What has drawn me to Manitoba, and that I have a love for this area now as well, are my two uncles that live here. My uncle Don Gessner and Dick Gessner, and Esther, Don's wife. I spent the last 30 years coming here for visits, extensive visits, and then I lived here for quite a number of years. So this area is just as important to me as Saskatchewan, where I'm living now. Yeah, they can go to Amazon.ca, okay. Buy my book.
All right, sounds great. Well, I wish you all the best, and I look forward to finishing the reads, because I have not finished both books yet, but I have planned on, and I never told you this, I planned on finishing the books that I've purchased, and then I'm going to donate them to the Dolphin Public Library so that people in the area can, you know, if they can't afford to buy the books themselves, there's somewhere they can go to pick up the reads. So,
that's a lovely idea.
Yeah, well, I figured, you know, you might as well, you know, we have local talent. I think it's important that it gets exposure and it gets shared. So,
well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And thanks, Tamara. This has been great. Lots of fun.
Yes, I agree. We had some really fun selfies today.
Yes. Wow. Yes. Amazing.
All right. Thanks, Helen.
Thank you. Bye.
Tune in next week as Tamara takes you on another field trip on 730 CKDL.